Hello, K-Fox Studio.
There he is, the voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. Good morning.
Good morning, Joey. Happy hockey season.
Hockey season is here. Sharks got a nice win on Friday night. But last week, the news was Joe Thornton shaving his beard, and that was great news. He looks like a new guy. The other team, the Kings, didn't even know it was him. They underestimated the Sharks. And now what? Now he's on injured reserve. What happened?
Well, I guess you have to go back to the story of Samson. Whenever you shave off the hair, then all of a sudden the energy goes away. But you know what? He had some swelling after the game against the Kings in the morning when he woke up. And this is not uncommon for guys that have had multiple knee surgeries. In his case, he had an ACL and an MCL in his right knee repaired. So it's amazing that he got back as quickly as he did from January to be ready to play. Looked pretty good in the first two games, but they had a little swelling on it. So with the team going on an East Coast road trip, rather than have him out here, they sent him home, take a look at it with the doctors, get some rest again, and just be erring on the side of caution. I think it's probably best.
What would be the earliest that he could be back?
The earliest game he could play is the last game of this road trip against the New Jersey Devils because of the way the NHL rules work. You get put on the IR. That's the injured reserve list. You have to be on there for a week, which means you can't play. Retroactive to Friday, that means he's not going to be able to be available until the last game of this trip against the Devils. And 50-50 as to whether he'd fly across the country and play.
And you're going to be live at 9:30 with coverage for the New York Islanders game today. What are you looking for today for a Sharks victory, Dan?
Well, what's fascinating is that the Islanders have a totally different setup because John Tavares is gone. He went to Toronto in that big free agent situation we all followed over the summer. So that means that the leader of this team now is a combination of two people. Matthew Barzal, who was the Rookie of the Year last year, is being asked to shoulder a lot of the burden, and the captain of the team, Anders Lee, is a 40-goal scorer. These guys are players that are fast. They make things happen quickly with their minds, and they can really finish things off. So the Sharks have got to be prepared for a speedy game. The Islanders are going to take it to them, and the crowd in Brooklyn will be behind them. So it's going to be a tough chore to win, but they can do it, no doubt about it.
Dan Rusinowski, voice of the San Jose Sharks, will be hearing you this morning at 9:30. Thanks for coming on this morning, my brother.
Hey, brunch with Joey. I love it.
Hey, man, I know how you eat, and I know how you drink, what kind of wine you drink. You know your stuff. If you ever want to do brunch, I'm in.
We're there.